Fadi Abdallah, you are the spokesperson for the ICC, where Patrice Edouard Ngaiosa was transferred to today. What can you tell us about this transfer and the charges brought against him?
Yes, indeed. Mr. Ngaiosa has arrived in ICC custody today with the cooperation of the French authorities that have arrested him a couple of weeks ago based on an arrest warrant delivered by the pretrial chamber of the ICC. Mr. Ngaiosa is alleged to be responsible for crimes committed in various locations in Central African Republic, including Bangui, Bosangoa, Loaye Prefecture, Yaloké, Gaga, Posambele, Boda, Karno, and Berberati between December 2013 and December 2014. And these charges include crimes against humanity and war crimes. For the crimes against humanity, the charges include the murder and attempted murder, extermination, deportation or forcible transfer of population, imprisonment or other severe deprivation of physical liberty, torture, persecution, enforced disappearance, and other inhuman acts. And for the war crimes, charges list include also murder and attempted murder, torture, cruel treatment, mutilation, intentionally directing an attack against the civilian population, or against personal installations, material, units, or vehicles involved in a humanitarian assistance, or attacks against buildings dedicated to religion, as well as charges of pillaging, enlistment of children under the age of 15 years, and their use to participate actively in hostilities, displacement of the civilian population, and finally destroying or seizing the property of an adversary. So the pretrial chamber 2 of the ICC found reasonable grounds to believe that Mr. Ngaiosa is liable for these charges. After his transfer today to the ICC, shortly there will be a first or initial appearance hearing during which the pretrial chamber will confirm the identity of the suspect, ensures that he understands the charges, and confirms that language in which the proceedings should be conducted for his understanding, as well as setting a date to begin what we call at the ICC the confirmation of charges hearing, which is a pretrial hearing allowing the judges to decide whether or not the case should move to a trial.